So, Steve, you've signed Laurie Wilson on emergency loan until the end of the season. Is he a player you admire and somebody you think could make a big impact to the Millers?
Yeah, very much so. Or we wouldn't have brought him here. You know, we tried to bring Laurie, you know, much earlier in the season. Before Charlton changed the manager, we didn't get any joy, and we recently played down at Charlton. We asked the question again, and we've kept going for a week or two, and obviously we got the green light from Charlton earlier in the week, and then obviously we got the right to for a club to speak to Laurie's representatives, and that was quite easy, to be fair, because the kid wanted to be here, and you know, he adds something to what we've got. But I've said it many times about Laurie Wilson, he's biggest strength is how hard he works and his determination and his never give up attitude. And he's very fortunate to have that gift, plus a gift of having ability, and you put two together, then you're a real asset in the Championship.
Loan window closes next Thursday. Any more business to be done between now and then?
Yeah, we'll do another one later today with a little bit of luck, and we've got our eye on one more for early part of next week, you know, taking us up to the window, but it wouldn't be any more than that. So we're very close to being settled and ready for the last eight matches of the season.
And the current injuries at the moment with the Millers, what's the situation with Jack Hunt?
No, Jack's got a chance of being fit for tomorrow. He's probably 50-50. You know, he's when we left the City Ground on Tuesday evening down at Nottingham Forest, he had no chance. But full credit to our medical staff and to Hunty himself, who's practically lived in the building and round robin to get treatment. So he gives himself an opportunity to be fit, but it's, it has to be said, it's possibly 50-50 at best.
And how close are Ward and Morgan to being back to full fitness?
Yeah, Morgan's fit. He's fully fit. He's been fit for about a week now. Certainly since Monday he would have been fit. And he's just not been able to break back in because of the form of young Faz Rousen, who's on loan from Derby, of course. Wardy, we're probably saying he's around 95%. We'll have a late decision tomorrow whether we can just sneak him onto that bench, because we had a really inspired and buzzing Danny Ward just before he went out injured, and we want to have Danny Ward back available to us. He's going to be a big player, and certainly the next seven matches after tomorrow.
And not to dwell on what we saw midweek, but just a word on the Forest match.
Performance, excellent. You know, 3 minutes of an individual error and a lack of concentration cost us dearly to go 2-0 down. We, you know, 74% possession in the second half. You know, six clear-cut chances. You don't take them, of course, but you have to play like that to earn the right to score a goal. So delighted with the performance and really, really down and disappointed with the result. But, you know, normally results follow performance, so we need to make sure tomorrow we have our performance right.
And as a manager, do you see that because Leeds beat Fulham also on the same night to keep Fulham in the bottom five, do you see that as Leeds doing you a favour?
Well, afterwards you do, don't you? But I didn't really think about much of it before the match. I was talking to the coach up at Leeds United, Neil Redfern, on the Tuesday. I was talking, of course, about Nottingham Forest, because they'd recently played them, and Ridders was asking me if I'd seen Fulham, etc., as much as he had. So, but, you know, by all accounts, Fulham could have been 3 or 4 up in that match, and Ridders has to go on a half-time and wake him up. And when you wake those young kids up at Leeds United, you wake a line up, don't you? And you're in the cage, because they're an excellent side. So, but, you know, if everyone else can beat Fulham in the next 8 games, I'd be overwhelmed.
And looking ahead to the Sheffield Wednesday match, it's a big South Yorkshire derby, bragging rights are at stake.
Yeah, it's important for the players first and foremost, but equally if, you know, inside you're a Wednesdayite or you're a Miller, and Rotherham United fans have made sure that it's a sellout tomorrow. They'll be in full voice. The atmosphere will be as good as 30,000 in the stadium. Free kicks and throw-ins will be getting applauded and stand innovations, and that's what comes in derbies. But we need to be ready. This is a smart Sheffield Wednesday side with some top-class players, none more than the central two, and the boy Hutchinson and the boy McGugan, who I think is a proper player. So from that point of view, we need to be ready.
And you're forming the Yorkshire derbies this season are pretty strong. You've got 8 points from a possible 12. I think it's fair to say that you're forming Yorkshire derbies in general are quite strong as well. Is it one defeat?
Yeah, we've lost one of them, and that goal was scored by Mike Dean. You know, it was a penalty given to Sheffield United in injury time away at Bramall Lane, and I can remember big Chris Morgan having a laugh, and he was having a laugh because of the giving of them a penalty. So we were disappointed to lose that. We don't disappointed to lose any game. I don't care where our next 6 points comes from, whether it's Sheffield Wednesday, whether it's up at Leeds, whether it's anyone in between. We just have to get our performance levels right to earn the right to have a chance to get the points.
And from a fan's perspective, what do you think is more important to them? Beating Wednesday tomorrow or beating the drop?
Oh, absolutely. Being in the Championship next season is more important. But you try and tell them that at 10 to 5 or 5 o'clock if it's not right tomorrow. So, you know, this is about, you know, local identity. This is about all week. But, you know, we need an opportunity. We deserve to be in this Championship next season. There's absolutely no doubt about that. We deserve to be higher up the table. And that's based on performances that should have brought results. And for different reasons, they've not come. But we need another season for our chairman to allow us to put an infrastructure in place. And the chairman has shown again today, and he's shown again all season, that when we go and ask him to support something in terms of financially, my God, he is a one chairman at home, just checkbook.
Thank you, Steve.